Alrighty, everybody, welcome to All Talk, All Ashes. My name is Francie, and we are jumping straight in. If you're not familiar with the podcast, this is where I talk about Ashes of Creation in a weekly podcast format. Welcome aboard, if you're new. Love to have you here. Yeah, we're just going to hop right in. If you like what we're doing, subscribe, like, comment, all those wonderful things. I tell you at the beginning, so, you know, if you don't make it to the end, maybe if you're interested, do those things. If not, don't. It's okay, too. This is the Better Late Than Never edition. It was a very busy week for me at work, so I am just kind of getting caught up on things here. So this is based on the playtest last week. The playtest is underway as I'm recording this, but I haven't had a chance to play it, too. Planning to jump in right after this. So I'm pretending like it doesn't exist for the moment. And we'll dig into the next episode then. So we'll see how things go. Updates from previous weeks. So I'm kind of including some of the stuff that's leading into, and it almost makes sense maybe even to do these podcasts a little bit later in the week, but we'll see. Maybe mess with the date a little bit here. That way we can kind of get some updates of what's going to happen as we go into the new patch for the Alpha 2 that typically comes out. Some things obviously happened, some quality of life stuff, some changes to the map. They've added a lot of protection for PvP. I guess there was some drama surrounding streamers and whatnot. I really don't know about it. I don't really dig into too much of those things. But yeah, so that was a thing. So I guess there's some like PvP protection. You can kind of opt in below level 5 or 5 or lower. Guards will attack you if you're PvP flagged. So just a little bit of protection, which I think is a good thing. You know, this is one of the things I think Sub and I talked about a lot is, you know, with kind of an open world PvP anytime type game, it's going to happen. Griefing is going to happen, particularly for like big streamers and things like that, or in general, too, to everybody. And so they're probably going to have to put some level of protection in there just to kind of make sure that, you know, these crazy griefing situations aren't happening. Again, I really just heard about it, so I don't know anything to go into detail. But yeah, some protections there, so that'll be kind of interesting. And then a lot of other changes, some tweaks to some classes, to artisanship, the UI, going into this next playtest. So that's pretty cool. That is good stuff. We'd like to see that. They seem to be making really good progress in a short amount of time, which is honestly amazing. In theory, we're about, as I'm recording this, on November 16th. We're theoretically a month away from phase 2, just about, I believe. So I hope we get there, because that would be really cool. I would love to dig into some of the stuff in phase 2. I think there's, if we hit on the stuff that we get, then there's going to be a lot there. That should be pretty fun. But this week, I'm kind of talking about the leveling experience and kind of getting into that. As far as what I did this week as well, we'll get into that first, I suppose. Mainly just spend time leveling. Really, I split leveling between two characters, so I didn't get a ton of advancement because I was kind of going back and forth just to kind of get some different experience on a fighter as well as a bard. And I was solo leveling on most of them. I really want to get a feel for like just how it feels solo. And then maybe I can spend more time in groups or duos, groups, you know, things like that, just to get a feel like how the game plays. Obviously, nothing is final in any way, shape, or form. We know that. But I did get some experience on both of these characters as I really kind of dug into it a little bit more last weekend. And I'm looking forward to digging into even more in the upcoming playtest that is currently ongoing right now. So I'm just going to talk about it because leveling is obviously going to be a huge part of Ashes of Creation. It's going to take a long time. I think it was like 200 plus hours, 225 hours, Steven has said. So it's going to be a lot of your time. So we want to think about it. Now, obviously, we're more focused on just, you know, the performance, the server performance, which I'll dig into a little bit later, which was a lot better, by the way. They are constantly improving, which you love to see it. They care about the game. Truly, I think, and they're constantly making those improvements. I think that says a lot, and they're listening to the community too. That's really cool. What did I kind of do? I leveled up the fighter and the bard. I'll kind of dig into both. I forgot what level I got the bard to, 5, 6, something like that. And in a relatively short amount of time, I didn't spend nearly as much time, I think, on the bard. And bards, at first, I misjudged them because I thought when I first started playing and I was playing with Sub a little bit, I was treating him just kind of purely as a support class, which I think you kind of do. But I made it much more this time around the bard for a solo leveling experience, because I really just wanted to try that out and see how it went. And I thought it went pretty well. It was actually a lot better than I was expecting. I was really thinking that the bard was going to be you really have to play like in a group in order to, you know, be able to kind of survive and thrive. And the bard has a lot of utility. Now, I will say this upcoming or this current playtest that's kind of ongoing, again, it's the 16th now, and I think I did see some nerfs. So maybe it plays a little bit differently now, but there's some buffs too as well. So who knows? But it like the bard is kind of a do all, can do everything. Like compared to the fighter with the bard, I was constantly pulling mobs. I was just kind of running around because you have healing options. You have options for pretty solid damage. You have options that allow you to, you know, restore your mana potentially, you know, depending on kind of like what your situation is. So it feels really good. There's just like a lot of versatility. And I had played a bard in a group as well previously a couple of weeks ago. And like, it just like, they're so versatile, I feel like. And, you know, because you can do damage and, or you could be much more support, like kind of geared and oriented. And I think that's just really, really cool. And the bard felt really nice because I was nonstop making pulls on my bard. And even in the early levels, just kind of pulling and constantly kind of digging in. And it was a lot of fun. To be honest, like I had a really good time just kind of playing as the bard, mostly in a solo experience. And I think, you know, again, maybe some of these tweaks, nerfs, buffs, whatever, are going to change things. But I was surprised. I really thought they were going to be just kind of a group support, have to play together. And they're not. Quite the opposite. I thought the fighter would be a lot better on their own. And some cases they are. Yeah, obviously, they have a little bit more health than some of the other classes, not the tank, clearly, but much slower paced, actually, even though I really like the feel of the fighter with like some of the abilities like whirlwind and blitz and things like that. They feel really cool to kind of, you know, you kind of like swing around and it feels really good the combat wise. But I think just kind of lack of like health regen, I think there's some options. Maybe I haven't even gotten into them yet. Obviously, I'm basing this on, I should say this is an early leveling experience. Maybe I should clarify that because obviously things could significantly change when both A, the game changes, B, when I get higher level, and C, maybe when I invest some more time into things like cooking, where I can make more rations. And I think this could even change a little bit because I know in this current playtest ongoing right now, they have added, I think they buff rations, maybe even like some cooking things too. I'm not sure, but I know they buffed rations. So that's pretty significant because that can clean up a lot of the downtime. You know, maybe excessive downtime, I would say, you know, because not only was I having issues with losing health, but also, again, using a lot of abilities, I was burning through mana and not really having a way to recover that easily. So if my health was low or if my mana was low, I had to kind of step away. And again, I like downtime. I think that's really good. I've said that in the past, but for the fighter, it did maybe kind of disrupt a little bit, I felt like, just kind of like the pace and the flow of everything. But overall, it still feels really good. The combat is so amazing on the fighter. Just some of the abilities are just a whole bunch of fun to utilize. And again, I really have to get them like to a higher level because maybe that changes once I get some actual gear. I think that could probably change as well. So again, a lot of this is up in flux. So really, again, I'm basing this more on like early leveling. Don't really have much in the way of gear and just kind of looking at it from that perspective. And things could significantly change based on maybe like a mid-level experience, maybe around like 10, 12. Hopefully I'll get there. I know leveling does take quite a while. and then obviously, quote unquote, late game, which in the case of Alpha right now is, you know, level, you know, 22, 3, 4, 5. And so I hope to experience at all levels for all classes since we have a lot of time to grind things out and get that experience too. I'm still excited for the rogue when I get there, but yeah, so it just overall, that was my leveling experience. I haven't touched the Ranger. I goofed around just a very tiny amount with a Mage, so I'm curious how they play too. Haven't touched Tank, haven't touched Cleric, so I do need to kind of jump in and maybe get a little of early leveling experience with those classes as well, because I'm curious to see how they feel. Can a Cleric function well on their own? I see a lot of Clerics running around solo, so that makes me feel maybe. I don't know. But just digging into a little bit more into the leveling itself, at least, again, I'm basing this on early game leveling, very commission focused, very commission heavy. You can get a decent bit of leveling done through your commissions. It would be cool, I think, maybe to get a little bit more XP from just killing monsters. Particularly, again, if you're kind of leveling up in the area of like Lionhole and stuff like that, it can be a little tedious, especially to get around and get back to like the commissions board and things like that. So it would be cool. Maybe I think I really need to go up to one of the nodes and kind of use their commissions and see if I can level off that and see if that's a different experience, because I suspect it probably is. There's a little bit less. I think it's a little bit easier to get around, it feels like to me. And so that's definitely something I want to try and kind of dig into and see how that goes. But so mostly commissions, some monsters. I've done a little bit of like resource gathering and get a little bit of XP from that. That would be cool to see buff maybe a little bit too. Maybe you get most of your XP from actually, you know, getting the material, like crafting the materials versus just gathering, which makes a lot of sense to me. I think that definitely makes sense. So that was basically what I did. Commissions and just kind of killing mobs. It's slow. It's a slow experience, particularly if you're not going back to like get more commissions. I wouldn't mind seeing maybe even a commissions board maybe located in some easier spots potentially, rather than having to go all the way back into the city. Just some ideas, food for thought. I think I tried a couple of the, I don't know if they were newer commissions or if I missed them or if I just didn't have access, where you have to kill like a certain mob. I don't think they were marked on your map. They kind of give you an area, so like that can be a little bit hit or miss too, I feel like, just because if somebody's killed them and you don't see the body, you may not know where they are, where they spawn, which maybe people like that, I don't know. For me, I'm very straightforward. Give me like those kill missions where I can just kill wolves or whatever, really, basically. I think it's solid for what it is, right? It is going to be interesting to see long term kind of how does this progress? Like, what is the overall leveling loop going to be? Because I think if it was just people sitting outside of like a city, a node, Lionhold, whatever, just kind of grinding commissions, I could see that getting a little bit boring. Are we going to see more of like a main quest line, which again, like a theme park, potentially, because that does offer more guidance potentially. And I don't know if I necessarily want that, but you know, maybe like once we get nodes fully up and running and then we're spending most of our time in those nodes, and we're kind of seeing that progression added to these nodes with whatever it is we're doing, with mayoral commissions and things like that. That could be a big kind of like push for people. And then maybe like the PvP that kind of happens in the events and things like that can kind of add to the leveling experience too. It's a little dry. Obviously the game is, we're in a very basic state right now because we're really just testing performance and networking and all those different things. So I'm not judging it at all. And again, I haven't even gotten nearly the full experience, but those are definitely some things I'd kind of love to see. Maybe I'm jumping a little bit ahead on my feedback portion here. Just kind of like interested to see how that all plays out. And overall, the playtest, really good gains. I feel like they've made a lot of progress in a short amount of time. I had way fewer issues with performance. You know, sometimes they are taking the servers down to like hot fix things, and that's amazing. I love that. I don't know if we should expect this, probably not long term. I just doesn't seem reasonable to me to constantly be updating and hot fixing on the weekend and stuff like that. And I imagine like once things get a little bit more stable, they probably will just, hey, here's the patch for the weekend, enjoy, which is good. That's what you want. That's what we want to see. And again, getting a little bit of like dose of content, some like good fixes, right? This week's patch was pretty significant overall. Again, I haven't really had a chance to dig into it too much yet as I am recording this, but Sub was playing and he was telling me they made a lot of good changes too. So that's exciting. I think there's a lot of cool things going on, and just it's an exciting time. They're doing a great job just fixing up the game, getting things smooth, getting things nice and clean for us to play. And I noticed that, right? I don't think I had any crashes last week. I don't think I disconnected at all either, which was awesome. Performance and kind of like these networking like or lag issues seem to be really way, way, way down. So, I mean, shout out. They're they're doing exactly what we want them to do with Alpha 1 Phase 1, which is, again, getting the server up to snuff, getting, you know, people in the game, you know, breaking things and, you know, really kind of putting the servers under load and kind of making sure that's good. So hopefully when we start to get a little bit more content in here, phase two, phase three, then, you know, we can just focus on playing the game, right? And, you know, Steven has said, hey, this is not a game. This is a test bed. This is an alpha, a true alpha. So if you look at it from that perspective, I think they're doing a really, really good job because they've made a lot of fixes. Everything seems to be getting, every week things are getting better and better, and especially, and I would say very noticeably better from some of those first play tests. So shout out to them. Shout out to the team Intrepid. They're doing a great job and I'm just really excited. So after this last play test was, I think, even better. And again, I'm excited to even get into this next one because I think it's going to be even better. It'll be a lot of fun. I'll be really excited, I think, to record that next video. Feedback time, which we already kind of dug into a little bit. I do think just overall, having played a decent bit like leveling solo and group, solo is a lot tougher. And again, I think it should be tougher. Again, should be more challenging. I'm a firm believer in that. But I just think having like more options for regenning, maybe it's crafting some bandages, right? And again, I do like the fact that I don't want it to undermine like a cleric or a bard, where like you wouldn't want to group up with one of them because, oh, I can just heal myself. But I do think even just, you know, what they did with like the for this play, current playtest ongoing, like buffing the rations, like that's going to make a major difference, I think. So I've already kind of addressed some of this feedback as I'm giving this just enough to, like, you know, cut down on the downtime a little bit. So if you're playing maybe a class that doesn't have like a lot of healing options, you know, like a fighter, you know, you can kind of, it's a little bit less of a slog without like, all right, I did one battle, now I gotta, you know, stop and rest, or, you know, I did a couple of fights and now I gotta stop and rest for a while, you know. So I think it'll just kind of make the pace a little bit better. So that was really cool to see. I'd love to see maybe some tweaks to some of the quests. Again, I kind of already touched on this, but maybe make them a little bit easier to complete, which I think they may even address some of that as well with some of the UI stuff related to the quest. So again, may already be addressed. So some of the things are without even me posting this video and anyone listening to it, which I don't know if anyone does, but they've already made a lot of really good progress, like on some of the things that I just, based on kind of my focusing on early leveling experience, that seems really good. And in terms of stuff that I liked, which is a lot, again, I've said this before, but the leveling combat, just the combat itself, feels really good. Bard again was like a machine. I was just like machine gunning with my kind of like basic weapon attack and, you know, throwing out my abilities, and I was kind of just, you know, trying different things, what abilities I liked, what I didn't. You know, there's like the get off the stage where you like kind of like hit them with like your instrument, like that was really cool. And just like some really cool abilities. I can't remember the name of them off the top of my head, but yeah, just some really cool stuff. And the fighter, again, feels like the combat wise, like when they're in it, like you're blitzing, you're, you know, you're whirlwinding, you know, using kind of like your combo, like finisher, like it feels really solid. So yeah, I'm really happy with that. Like the combat just feeling good. I think that is a huge battle to like get combat to feel really kind of, you know, something that you feel just having like a fun time doing, right? Because obviously, regardless, unless you're just purely going to be a crafter, you're probably going to be spending most of your time, obviously, on combat, right? Whether it's PvP, PvE, you know, some combination thereof, you know, dungeon, right? All these different things kind of tie in to combat in some way, shape, or form. And even crafting, potentially, if you have to go out and get, you know, resources off of mobs and like things like that. So, you know, crafting is obviously going to be a major component, but even then, combat may play a factor in that as well. So combat feeling good is, I think, a really positive thing in this very, very early stages of the game as well. So I think that's really good. That's what we like to see. That's positive. That's good. And stuff that I'm looking forward to. Again, I really can't wait to try the rogue. I love mobility in classes. That's probably why I kind of enjoy the fighter's combat in particular, because it does have like a decent bit of mobility and some things you can do. And so I think once I get the rogue, which supposedly is supposed to be one of the most mobile classes, I think that should be blast. I can't wait. I hope it's coming in phase two, whether it's at the beginning, the middle, the end. I just want to get a feel for it, and I hope I really like the class, because that's what I would like to roll. Again, not a crazy, don't expect crazy long podcasts for the foreseeable future. And it's just me here, although I can talk a lot to myself into the ether, the interwebs, the YouTubes, the podcast world. I eventually just get tired of hearing myself talk. So maybe you do too. Don't know. Hope you don't. We'll kind of start to wrap things up here. So not a crazy long podcast. Maybe this is like 20 minute podcasts are the way to go. I don't know. Maybe that's what we should have been doing from the beginning. I have no idea. We'll close things up here. Again, podcast next week topic that I'm thinking of. Really, it's not even next week. I might play with a due date. I don't know. It kind of makes sense that maybe if I have time on a Friday, work has been crazy. Without getting too much into myself, I started a new job about a month ago, and so it's been pretty crazy just kind of getting caught up and trained and all that stuff. So that's why it's been a little bit harder to get some stuff done, but and just honestly to get some playtime in the game and holidays and all that things coming up. But anyway, enough about me. I was thinking of doing maybe like a 1 month Alpha 2 recap, because I think next week we'll be pretty close to a month. So I may record that even, I don't know. I don't want to spend too much time dilly-dallying here, but just keep an eye out. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. Subscribe to your podcast service of choice, and then you will obviously get notifications when if you hit the notification bell on YouTube or what, I don't know how it works on other podcast services. I think on Apple Podcasts, I get a notification for any that I'm subscribed to. Anyways, I'm rambling again. but yes, so probably like a month, Alpha 2 month recap. Where did we start from? Where are we now? How are things going? And just kind of like dig into a little bit what it's been like. Theoretically, of like another month-ish to go. Until we get into phase two. So like how are things going in that direction? What would that be like? We'll kind of dig into that. We'll talk about like obviously the me getting to play the game a little bit this weekend as well. So that should be some fun. Hopefully I can dig into a little bit this weekend. I'm just going to keep leveling up is my goal. I hope to kind of dig into some more leveling. I maybe crafting, but I don't know if I'm quite ready enough. Maybe I'll expand my leveling. Maybe I'll go up to like one of the nodes. Check that out, see if that kind of changes the leveling experience in any way, shape, or form, and I will report back to you and tell you how it goes. Additional content, probably not going to get too much of that, honestly, just not enough time to record it during the week as I would like. And YouTube, subscribe, like, comment, tell us what you think. I would love to hear it. Join our Discord if you want to have a little bit of conversation. And of course, you can leave us a review on your podcast service of choice. I will see you next week. I hope you have a wonderful weekend. Get out there, play some Ashes if you're in the Alpha, and peace out.